Galileo is just one of the scientists the Los Angeles band Artichoke sings about on its CD, 26 Scientists, Volume 1. The songs are biographical sketches full of personal details about some of the most famous figures in science. For example, Albert Einstein may have been a genius, but he was a notoriously bad violin player. And Charles Darwin suffered from a wandering attention span. The band also celebrates some lesser-known scientists, such as Joseph Lister, from whom a mouthwash, Listerine, gets its name. Lister, as the father of antiseptic surgery, figured out that doctors needed to wash their hands.
Hey fools, wash your tools in acid. Gangrene seems to be in fashion.
Artichoke's founder and main songwriter, Timothy Sellers, chose a scientist for each letter of the alphabet. Volume 1 goes from A for Mary Anning, a paleontologist, to M for Thomas Robert Malthus, famous for his principle of population.
I tried to pick one with the best story. When you find good personal information, it's really nice to grab onto it and try to work it into the song. Like Thomas Robert Malthus, the fact that he had a stutter. And Galileo has a really singable name, Galileo Galilei, so, you know, you can't go wrong there.
Artichoke is hard at work on its Volume 2 CD, picking scientists for the remainder of the alphabet, which, says Mr. Sellers, can be a challenge.
X is coming up. I pretty much went with whoever was available. X is Xenophanes. He was an ancient Greek who was walking around in the countryside, and he saw fossils of fish on the tops of mountains, and he thought, hey, this probably was ocean at one point, and so there's either a lot of time or a lot of change, or both. I'm very glad he began with X.
Although Mr. Sellers calls himself a lapsed physics major, having once studied it in college, only one member of Artichoke works in a science-related field, engineering. Yet there are enough actual physicists, biologists, and astronomers out there writing songs to warrant a Science Songwriters Association.
Oh, oscillators, I love, love, love you. You teach me so much that I never did know. Oh, oscillators, I love, love, love you. One pendulum stops so the other can go.
That's Walter Smith, associate professor of physics at Haverford College in Pennsylvania, where he's known on campus for singing about physics in his classroom.
A lot of our tunes are set to well-established folk melodies, tunes that aren't necessarily that familiar to my students because they're younger generation, but they just love the whole experience of having a song about physics sung to them at all.
Professor Smith began writing science songs with his wife in 2001 as a way to engage students. Then he started posting them on the Internet.
I discovered there's a lot of songs about physics that are out there on the web, but they're completely unorganized, so maybe I should be the one to do this. So I created this website, physicssongs.org. The site has just kind of grown over the years, and with that growth, I feel like I have become the world's expert on physics songs.
And there is a wide variety of musical styles. Smith's preference is folk, but if that's not yours, how about a cappella?
It was 1931 when Dr. Carl Johnson, he's the father of radio astronomy, he studied radio noise to find out what it could be, and saw that it was coming from our own galaxy.
The Chromatics are a group that does a cappella songs about astronomy. They're obviously very in the know because some of their songs are about satellites that haven't even been launched yet. These are research satellites that are still in the planning phases, and yet the members of this group know about that, so they're pretty well plugged in.
There's even something for cabaret fans.
A lithium dose just might cure your depression, but carbon is a girl's best friend. And gold may be grand, but it won't start a fire in your barbecue or put glitter in your choo-choo.
Linda Williams, at one point in her career, was a showgirl, but is now a physics instructor. Her style is more of a sultry cabaret style, so her songs are not really intended for use in your classroom.
Professor Smith says that most science songs fall into one of two categories, the first being educational.
Then there's a different category of physics songs which are really intended for the entertainment of physicists. So these would be songs that are sung at physics picnics or at the opening of a new facility. These are just chock full of things that are in-jokes to physicists.
Physics picnics? Who knew? Although their tunes about deuterons or magnetic fields may never top any radio charts, these singing physicists are evidence that outside of the lab, scientists just want to have fun. Jenny Sykes, VOA News, New York.